Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I have a new favorite Giant, and I'm not ashamed to say it. His name is Raphael Devers.
Now, back to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, hey, hey!
How about
Kenny
that?
In the house.
Where's he at?
He's over there eating. Miami Dolphins hat, Met tattoos. Mets are winning right now, by the way. Nemo?
You thought he was up, and it was Pete Alonso. I'm like, Nemo's left-handed.
Yeah. It's all right.
Yeah.
Couple things. Ooh.
You got to pay off what you don't like this posturing if they're, hey, man, Brock might play.
Okay.
I like that caller.
You asked me. There he is. Is that Nemo?
Yeah, there's
Nemo. So remember when the Giants looked at him in free agency about 3 or 4 years ago? Boy, Robert Sala, 3.5 years in New York.
Dude, I thought
he was there for a long weekend.
And now I get, thank you, Evan, for helping me, but now I get Evan's Adams energy, who joined us kind of like, nah, Goo, he had problems before Aaron Rodgers, so that is kind of funny, but I'll tell you what, forget that. He's already having an impact on, he's having an impact on this Niner defense. I really believe that.
Okay, so you asked me, yesterday Kyle Shanahan said it was possible that Purdy may play, and you know we'll find out.
Yeah,
and you said to me, "Do you think Kyle's posturing?" And I said, "I'll tell you on the other side."
Yeah. Good boy, you were adamant, like almost like you didn't like it.
Here's the way I'll put it. I have too much respect for Kyle Shanahan to think for 1 minute that his idea of strategy or gamesmanship would be playing a game with his quarterback and trying to set up a situation where we don't know who's going to play, even though he knows.
You know what that does, though, to your opponent.
It does nothing.
No, stop.
And this is what, you've always asked me this. What didn't I like about Mark Jackson? That's what he did.
That's what he did.
No, they don't all do it.
It's gamesmanship.
It's, you know what?
Yeah.
It's stupid. It's stupid.
Am I facing Steve Young or Montana? Like, that matters. They can't, are they going to do both?
You're facing neither.
You're working harder.
My point is, when an hour before the game, when you'd ask Mark Jackson who was starting, he'd say, I'm not telling you. I don't want to get out of my secrets. It's just like, you're a buffoon. That is the lamest excuse for strategy.
But if he feels like that's working, let him have it, or let them have it. Just admit and look at me, Stani. You know it happens.
Not from a credible coach. That is infantile coaching. That's the kind of coaching that should send you to the Pee Wee Leagues.
Oh, dude.
I'm not going to tell. I don't want to give the opposition any. You're a dope.
Hey,
please.
Scotty, come on, man.
Seriously.
I disagree with you. It's done all the time. And you just want the other team to work harder. If that's for. Yeah, man,
yeah, they're working harder.
But hey,
they're working harder.
It might be Brock. You know, and what's the compare contrast?
Yeah, exactly.
To the defensive coordinator for Arizona.
Oh, boy.
I'm sure there's some.
What a game plan difference. You know, well, now they're. Oh, boy.
You try to fry them upstairs.
Yeah, that's.
Like, they know if Brock's playing right now, Sunday.
I disagree. Like, who? The 49ers or the Cardinals?
The Niners. Because even if Brock says, hey, just, I'll tell you tomorrow. Dude, you ain't playing.
He's not.
We ain't risking the biscuit, and you're the biscuit. We just paid you. We got a capable backup. Arizona's 2-0. I get it. Played some close games. They won. But damn it, we can win if Mac Jones gives us what he gave us in New Orleans. Just rest one more week. And who's to say it's not two more weeks? The bottom line is they checked the box. It looks like we got a viable backup quarterback in Mac Jones under the tutelage of mine. In my system, and me being Kyle Shanahan.
So, do we know what's the line?
Of that, I don't know.
Do we know if the Niners are favored or not?
You know, I focus on
they
the
are.
Days.
They are favored.
1.5.
1.5.
Carter saying it moved to 2.5.
It moved to 2.5 when Purdy became possible. I got you. Okay. 2.5. That doesn't seem like a lot. That tells me that people think the Cardinals ain't bad.
Well, I've been fading the Niners, like betting on them, and I've won twice, so they've covered twice. That 2.5, Steiny, with Mac or with or without Brock, your boy's taking. I just need some bets.
Yeah, you know what's funny? I guess I'm going to go against myself.
They ain't losing a home opener.
Yeah, but you know what? See, this is why I love talking sports sometimes. Not all the time, but sometimes. Okay,
my man.
If you're telling me the line's 2.5.
Right.
I'm telling you right. Like, I thought, here's the deal.
Okay.
If you're telling me it's 2.5, I would absolutely jump on the Niners if I knew Purdy was playing. I would not bet on the 49ers if Jones is playing. Like, it would come down to that for me.
Okay.
That particular bet this particular weekend.
So let me act like I'm your psychiatrist.
Are you with me?
I'm about to tell you why I am and why I'm not.
All right.
And you tell me if it's fair. So with that mindset, it sounds like Mac Jones didn't sway you much on what he did Sunday.
Not necessarily, Goo.
Because it sounds that way.
Nope. I think it's more the respect I'm giving the Cardinals.
Mm. Who are undefeated, by the way.
Yeah, I think the Cardinals are better than...
But they beat the Saints and the Panthers.
And the 49ers beat the Saints and the Seahawks.
Seahawks beat Pittsburgh.
Okay, and Pittsburgh stinks.
No, they don't.
Evan thinks they're a fluke. Not a fluke. Evan thinks they're a little overrated. And Evan's got good takes. I would not take the Niners to cover with Mac. With Mac Jones.
Huh?
I wouldn't. You know, and I hate to do this, but I do agree with him. And I don't bring his name up very much. You guys do. But this is where Bonte is right.
No,
division games are just different. They
line.
Just are.
You
know, when he first said that, I was like, that's a great line, Bonte. Great line. And then over the course of a couple of years, I was like, yeah, he's right.
It's always been that way.
No, it hasn't. It hasn't been that way.
I never
it wasn't
to
that
tell
way
him, but...
until Bonte said it. He's right.
No, but
like, I'm telling you the truth. I think
love
he's right.
The line, and it's his line, but he stole the line. Division games are tough in the NFL.
I don't know. He said different.
Yeah,
they're different.
Right, which means tougher.
No.
And we saw
now,
that.
Why would
with
you try
Seattle?
To take a shot at him right now?
No,
when I'm giving him
guy.
A compliment.
I talked to him this morning. That's my guy. Look at you stealing Bonte's material. I got to tell him. What time is
no,
it? 11?
But that's, like, honest to God, that's
no,
why.
I hear you.
That's why, because it's the Cardinals, it's a division game, that's why I would not. I think the difference between a backup quarterback and a starting quarterback is kind of the difference between the 49ers winning the game or lose.
Yeah, the game. And I know a lot.
Against a team like that.
Yeah, and a lot has happened since last year. But the bottom line, Steiny, is this team came in, Arizona did, with an upright Brock Purdy and beat you. They laid the L on you in your yard last year this time. And now they're off to a good start. So we'll see how it goes down. But, Steiny, I'm afraid that if it's 2.5 or 1.5 with Mac Jones, regardless, I just think the Niners are off to a great start. It's one game at a time. And if somehow you can get this game against another division foe, you've already surpassed your division win total through 3 weeks as you did all last year. You're undefeated. Then it's about, are they real or not? You know, we're going to get that. That's the next phase. Are the Niners real or not? And you got a defense that's growing, led by some OGs. You got a middle linebacker to go with Fred, who I'm excited about in winter, Steiny. So right now, things look good for the red and gold. They just do.
Hey, Sports Talk on 95.7 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built and to protect his empire. Stream the new season of Tulsa King on Sunday, September 21st, exclusively on Paramount Plus. Sly.
Yeah. Adrian. You know what that's from, I hope.
Of course. But that was Rocky One.
Yeah. That was the shirt you had on last week, the gray one, when he used to go collect the money and jog. I think you wore that to the summit. Well, dude, I'm saying
you're
that.
An ass. Why would you do that?
Because it had bacon.
Why would you
collar.
No, it didn't.
He might have used it in the actual movie. What you got, baby?
No, I'm not. I got nothing right now. No, I got a lot. I got a lot. Let me do the legal. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Mac Jones or Brock Purdy? Brock Purdy or Mac Jones? If it's Mac Jones, Greg Cosell was on with
Greg.
The afternoon show yesterday, and he was asked about Mac Jones and what he did that was impressive. And what he did well on Sunday.
Mac Jones is an executor and a ball distributor. That's what Mac Jones is. So in a system with Kyle Shanahan, where they present a lot of clean throws and a lot of good looks, he can function well. Although I really thought that his touchdown to Jennings early in the fourth quarter that ended up being the winning margin in the game, I thought that was a really, really good play by Mac Jones. I won't go into all the details because people can't see it. But initially, the Saints showed a man-to-man look. And I think that that play was going to be, if it stayed man, I think they were going to throw the wheel route to McCaffrey on the boundary side because he was going to be covered by Pete Werner. But there was late coverage rotation, and they went to cover two. And so when Mac Jones took the snap, he had to recognize that instantly and realize that throwing the wheel route to McCaffrey was not going to be there. And he immediately, intuitively understood where to go with the football. And he hit Jennings right in the void in cover two with kind of a layered throw. I thought that was really, really good quarterbacking. That's the kind of thing he can do. Purdy's really good at that too. He's shown that he can do that in this offense through the years that he's played in it.
Oh my God. All that on one play.
Yeah. And it was a beautiful play. It was a big play. And Juwan Jennings, Steiny, I saw him at junctures in that game like, oh boy, is he hurt? Is he not going to finish? But he showed up and showed out, and that was a great throw by Mac Jones. Yeah, Steiny, I thought all his touchdown passes were fabulous. And also, too, that one to McCaffrey in the corner of the end zone, that was another laser. And that's why I'm just saying, personally, Mac Jones is a failure when you look at the team component to it all. But he led a team to the playoffs his rookie year. He's had some good moments in the league. And now I just think he's in basketball football heaven with Kyle Shanahan at the helm. And, hey, he may have to return the glass slippers already if Brock plays this Sunday, or maybe he gets another week at it. But I'll say this moving forward. Last year, if Brock Purdy had went down and it was out for the season, it's over. Finito. I don't feel that way about this year's Niners. And knock on wood, hopefully nothing happens to Brock Purdy. But man, oh man, I'm gonna keep playing that record of boy, Kyle was astute in going out and recognizing that he could make Mac Jones, you know, keep the show going in the right direction if something were happened to his quarterback. I believe that, man.
Yeah, I when you're talking, you know, you're talking about
49 starts,
talking about Mac Jones's throws. Okay, the one to Jennings was nice.
Yeah.
The one to McCaffrey was nice.
Gotcha.
Who was the last one to Tajus?
Yeah.
I could have thrown that.
But
come on, Goo.
No, it goes on the ledger.
In the flat. He just threw it in the flat.
It's like Tony Gwynn. Rest I laid that ball four in. Hits, right? And some are just, man, right up the middle. And then there's a broken bat flare. Still counts as a hit.
Oh, but
you know what I mean?
Yeah. But,
yeah. Give Mac his flowers. Hey, let's play a little exercise. Niners are 2-0. You buying or selling? I'm going to read you the 2-0 teams along with them, and you tell me if you're buying or selling, all right?
Oh, boy, and the Niners are going to be
it's
the first
team. It's one word. Push, yeah.
Push the Niners to the back. I don't want to do them
that.
Yet.
I was doing that.
All right, this is buying or selling on 2-0 teams.
Yeah, here we go.
All right.
The two in the Niners division. The Los Angeles Rams.
I'm buying them. And as you know, as you...
Give me my victory.
Out of Stafford, get out of here.
Last year at the summit?
That was last year. I'm victory lapping the Rams because I said, Stafford's fine, everybody. He's fine. Right. My sources said that he was fine, and he is.
Yeah.
So I am buying the Rams.
All right.
And I also, I really like Kyren Williams.
Yeah, he's bad.
Yeah,
he is. But I'll tell you, bad being good. Being good.
Yeah, sure.
I will tell you this about the Rams. Don't take that victory lap into the first quarter of the season, so I need some more games. You all right?
Yeah.
What happened?
Feels like I have a bruise here.
Hurt? Just,
yeah, it like hurts.
Yeah.
I'm going to push in.
All right. We're watching.
Okay.
Arizona Cardinals, 2-0. You buying or selling? Arizona!
I'm selling. You know why?
Dude, go ahead.
I got to sell because I can't buy all three of the 2-0 teams in the NFC West.
All right.
So I'll say no, I'm not buying the Cardinals.
Okay, now we go to Tampa Bay. Mr. Oklahoma, Baker Mayfield, 2-0, Stoney. Are you buying the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? This should be easy.
I think I am.
They're physical as hell.
Are they?
Yes. It's your segment, but you're buying them?
Yeah, I think I am. But boy, you want to talk about a guy that's... I'm going to talk about a guy that's flipped the script, Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
I mean, would you rather have Baker Mayfield than Brock Purdy?
Well, coming out of college, it was no question.
Like right now?
I would. I'm just being real.
Yeah, I couldn't believe when I saw Mayfield's numbers.
Now, how about Green Bay? They're 2-0.
Boy, they are
the flavor of the month.
They are. They are.
You want them to be.
I still have to be. I'm buying them. They're good.
Yeah. Okay, and then that takes us. This one is interesting. The Philadelphia Eagles.
Buying.
Italian Philly Cup.
Buying.
You know, Jalen Hurts is the only quarterback that hasn't thrown a pass in the air more than 10 yards.
And
they're 2-0. A.J. Brown's, like, he's biting his tongue because they're winning, but I'm wondering if something's going on with their passing game.
They're 2-0. I'm buying.
Yeah. All right, and they're the Super Bowl champs. All
they
right,
are.
Okay.
They are.
Something's up, man.
Something's
it has
up.
The ingredients to just blow up.
No. See, and this is what you do.
No, it's what's happening in Philly, and it happened
ain't
last
nothing
year.
Blowing up on Sirianni's right. Watch. He's got that team locked in.
I don't know
in.
Why he reminds me of you, Coach. And like, I hated him, man, but I got to put respect on his
hey.
Name. All right, how about Evans Chargers? Why
man.
Would you
next
even,
question.
Jim Harbaugh is a G.
For me, it's back to work and attacking with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
If you think that stick, look at the Chargers. Both sides of the ball, man, they're a problem.
They seem like they're pretty good. I guess I'd buy them.
If you get the real guy in there, it matters.
Who's
a real man, a leader of men.
Stop with that.
Indianapolis Colts.
No.
Tell me why. I'm shocked at that. Stoney, I think I
They're
am.
They're just not that good.
Can you elaborate?
No, I can't.
Daniel Jones?
Exactly.
That's the one.
See, I think people, like, they're, I'm not. I watched them a lot last year.
All right.
They ain't it.
Well, it's this year.
I know.
Okay, right.
I know.
Stoney, I think you're going to be wrong there. How about the Cincinnati Bengals?
You can't buy them.
No doubt.
Can't buy
them. You would be a fool right
now. Without Burrow. Right? Yeah, you can't buy them.
They need to call for Kirk Cousins. You got weaponry.
What's that's it? Those are all the two.
No, one more. Buffalo, play tonight.
I'm not buying them.
I almost want to throw this baseball at you. Why? You're Josh Allen left and right. Josh Allen. Him and Lamar are your guys. Go. I'm going to be quiet. Why would you not buy You are, hey, you off that Barack Obama.
Too much pressure's on him. Too much pressure.
So?
I don't like Josh Allen when he feels the heat.
So you think he can't handle it, and that's why he hadn't won. He's performed well in the playoffs, unlike Lamar.
Can I just buy or sell?
No, it's your
without you guys saying I'm wrong?
So well, you could provide a reason for it.
I can, but I don't have to.
And the reason is you're divorcing Allen if there's pressure on him.
It's not because of that. Okay. I was kidding. It's more because I think the...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With only two games into the season, I always think there's teams that are too well thought of and not thought of enough after two stinking games.
But look at their pass record. They've been close.
It feels to me like people are anointing the Bills. And just because of that, I'm selling. I don't know. There's something about them.
All right. I got to give you this.
It's got something to do with the expectations, but I'm not sure altogether what I think they're too highly thought of right now.
All right.
That's it.
Okay, and this is my last one. I know we're up against it. Steiny.
Yeah.
A 0-2 team that I'm telling you I'm done with, and I hope I'm wrong, but there's a price of a dynasty. We have watched, and the Chiefs have failed to put young Thundercats around Patrick Mahomes. This 0-2 is real. Travis Kelce's done. He's Taylor Swift's husband now, and you just saw him drop that pass and cost him the game. I say that to say, Stoney, the Chiefs are done. Are you buying the 0-2 Chiefs, or you still think they got action?
Well, first of all, did they get married?
Well, they're about to.
Yeah, you said they got married.
Well,
they're not married yet.
But no,
they've just announced their intention.
He's a celebrity
so
now.
So a lot can happen.
Well, he's her spouse. That's what.
No, he's not.
He's no longer the greatest tight end in the game. And he fell off.
No, but you said they're married. They're not married.
But
they haven't gotten married yet. So there's a long time. Huh? This thing is not played out yet.
You think she's got a handyman at the house? Oh, my God. But tell me, the Chiefs, I think they're done.
I don't think they're done.
And I think Patrick is punch drunk.
Oh.
Like, he missed some throws to where when you're up there, Stoney, he's taking a beating, man. And they do miss Worthy. I know they got some injuries, but Wait, I'll take the L if they come back. I'm rooting for
them. I'm not selling the Chiefs.
Chiefs, okay, you're not out on
them. No. Give me some other 0-2 teams and we'll do that.
Cleveland Browns. Flacco. Wacko. I told you, why would you start a dude 100 years old? Gabriel comes in and throws a touchdown. Oh, by the way, the game was over. Start one of him or Shador. That's who you guys have been. Go with the youth, the future. For them to pick Flacco, that's just stupid to me.
That's Cleveland.
All right, one more 0-2 team. We did Kansas City.
I think
Miami, you're out, right?
It feels like they're in disarray.
He is doo-doo.
It feels like they're in disarray.
McDaniel, EDD, fill it out now. Just fill it out. Steiny, Tua, have you heard him after some of these games? He's saying stuff and the reporters are like, what did he just try to say? Like, he's done. Tyreek Hill is available.
by the way, that's right. You know who thinks Draymond Green doesn't think Josh Allen's that guy?
What did he say? How did I miss this?
He said he's not that guy or something like that.
You got to be kidding me.
Evan, you know what I'm talking about?
Why would he pick? Hey.
No, but if he did say that, now I think even more that Josh Allen is the guy.
Like, I come down his road, Evan. That dude is performing.
Draymond Green doesn't believe Josh Allen will ever be the guy.
I would love it. May I read it during the break? I'm shocked. Wow.
By the way, he's also weighed in on the Kuminga situation.
Well, right now.
He weighed in on the Kuminga situation like Magic Johnson tweets. He said, it is negotiations, and a lot of times things get done at the end.
Well, you look at you. Magic all is right. Special.
And that's what life's about.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Will it be Brock Purdy or will it be Mac Jones on Sunday? We'll continue talking about it. Also, on the other side, we'll take another look into Christian McCaffrey, some of the numbers and where he's at. 888-957-9570. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Segment also brought to you by Life Source Water Systems.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.